Well, you know, there's an old expression that implies the only things certain in life are death and taxes, right? Well, for the purpose of today's discussion, I'd like to frame things with a slightly different take by offering that the only certainty in life is uncertainty. And look, any way you slice it, with an open mind and some sound strategies, we're all capable of navigating today's ever-changing landscape with confidence and at the same time, a sense of peace. Welcome back to Clear Path, your roadmap for life. I'm your host, Al Waller. And joining me today are Catherine Collinson, founding CEO and president of nonprofit Transamerica Institute, as well as our public health expert, Mihaela Robles. Together, we're going to be sharing some actionable insights illustrated by the team's research that can help folks navigate the future with purpose, intention, and resilience. Well, I'd like to start off by thanking each of you for being with us today.
Thanks, Al. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
You bet. So, Catherine, there's a lot to unpack here, and let's face it, with all of the chaos surrounding us, let's start with a foundational question, specifically, how can people go about navigating the future?
It starts with using our life priorities as a guide, despite all of the noise that's going on around us. And I invite you and our listeners to ask yourself the questions. Am I spending my time in ways that align with my priorities? And are my financial priorities in line with my life priorities, both here and now? And do they support my future goals?
Agreed. These are some important and critical questions because, look, at the end of the day, we're all facing competing priorities, and recognizing the need to recenter and forge our plans may ultimately call for making some trade-offs.
Indeed. And many people struggle with making trade-offs. I know I do from time to time. Nobody ever said they were easy. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, I encourage you to adopt a proactive mindset. It can be really helpful.
No doubt about it, Catherine. Now, perhaps you could elaborate on exactly what you mean when you talk about a proactive mindset.
A proactive mindset involves taking steps to maintain control over your life, your work, and that which is important to you. And it's something that a lot of people aren't doing yet. And I want to share with you an example. In this day and age, I know a lot of people who are stressed out about their jobs, with everything going on from employers downsizing to the rapid rise of artificial intelligence and how it may impact our jobs. Yet, in our survey, when we ask workers what steps they're taking to help ensure they can work as long as they want and need, fewer than 6 in 10 say they're focused on staying healthy, and fewer than half said they're keeping their job skills up to date, and fewer than half said that they're focused on performing well at their current job. Now, doing these things sound like they might be common sense, but they're actually uncommon sense because not everybody is doing them yet. And a proactive mindset, even if it's just one baby step at a time, can advance you towards your future.
Well, stating the obvious, there's no shortage of stress to be found in people's headspace today. Now, Mihaela, stress can also have a significant effect on our health. So could you walk us through what this looks like in real time?
Well, it's no surprise, Al, that when people feel overwhelmed and unmotivated, they may find themselves struggling to maintain healthy habits. Our survey actually found that about half of people in the workforce are engaging in healthy activities like eating healthy and exercising regularly, while even fewer are managing their stress. Our healthy habits, Al, really lay the groundwork for a better future. If we let stress take over and we don't proactively manage it, it can create a vicious cycle leading to more anxiety, which can impact both our physical and mental health.
What steps can individuals take to safeguard their well-being?
Something to consider is cultivating a strong sense of purpose. A study published in the American Journal of Health Promotion suggests that individuals with a strong sense of purpose are more likely to engage in healthier lifestyle choices, which can enhance their overall well-being.
Well, as I may have, you know, previously mentioned, when I was planning retirement from full-time from the corporate world, I knew I needed to have something to challenge me, inspire me, basically give me a sense of purpose beyond some traveling and volunteering and working on a golf handicap, which hasn't improved. But all kidding aside, it was, you know, my good fortune that by the networking that I was doing, I fell into my encore career, co-hosting ClearPath. And really, talk about a gift. Back to my college roots of radio, while I'm not playing music this time around, but doing what really has come naturally for me, you know, in my previous occupation, you know, serving as a conversational partner, learning and sharing vital information with ClearPath listeners on how to maneuver and navigate a lot of life's challenges. And, you know, I can't believe it's been almost 7 years now. So I'll just conclude by saying this: for those out there pondering retirement, by all means, keep both your mind and your network channels open, because you just never know, your best or your second act might just be out there waiting to be written.
Such a powerful message, Al. And I want to remind our listeners that whether in our work or personal lives, clarity about what truly matters can serve as a compass, guiding us through life's inevitable difficulties. This sense of purpose can be especially helpful when we're navigating changes in the workplace or in our personal health and our financial situations.
Spot on, Mihaela. Now, Catherine, do you have any other insights on how people can go about maintaining their health?
Yes, I do. And it goes back to having that proactive mindset and engaging in preventative measures, everything from having health insurance, saving up for medical expenses, and getting those routine physicals and checkups. By doing so, you're setting yourself up for better outcomes, both in terms of your health, but also your financial well-being.
Right. And over the years, we've delved into topics like health insurance and importance of preventive screenings on other episodes, which FYI can be found at transamericainstitute.org/podcast. And speaking of planning ahead, Mihaela, I can't help but wonder just how big a role maintaining a positive attitude might just play in all of this.
A positive attitude is more than just seeing the glass half full. Research shows that positivity is linked with increased resilience, better coping skills during times of stress, and even longer lifespans. And it's not about ignoring challenges, but rather approaching them with a mindset that believes in the possibility of a good outcome. Small shifts in our perspective, like focusing on the things that we can control and practicing gratitude, can really help us maintain a positive outlook, even during tough times. A small example I could come up with for this is that I used to dread my morning chores. Making the bed, tidying up before work used to wear me out, especially after a long night caring for my baby. But once I started listening to some fun affirmations that I found on YouTube, especially while I got my chores done, I actually found that this part of my day was kind of like my me time, and it became something that I actually genuinely looked forward to. My perspective shifted, and I felt much more positive about getting those mundane things done.
Well, good on you, Mihaela. That's great. And now, how about you, Catherine? I mean, what do you do to keep up a positive outlook on life?
It isn't always easy.
No, it isn't.
No, and the reality is, if we're in the middle of a crisis or a prolonged difficult situation, or just feeling down, the idea of positivity may sound ridiculous, if not impossible, but I contend it's something that we all need to strive for. In my own life, a turning point was about 15 years ago. I went in for a routine health screening that yielded a very, very scary result. And I went and saw the specialist, and he commended me for getting the screening because the situation was very treatable. However, he could also see that I was excessively stressed out and worried about the situation. The words basket case come to my mind, and he called me on it. He was very concerned that my level of stress and worrying would actually undermine and interfere with my recovery. He made it my job to find positivity. And I'll tell you, it was not easy. I was stuck in a rut. How could I be positive with a situation like this? Of course, not hearing the words that it was treatable. And I tried a lot of things. And I'll tell you, I failed miserably at a lot of things. But I kept at it. And then I discovered something about myself. And it was something I actually maybe even knew all along. For me, the most effective way to jumpstart positivity is by just going for long walks in the neighborhood. It could be a half hour or hour long walk. I remember once I ended up walking 10 miles, but by the time I got home, I just feel a whole lot better.
Well, Catherine, big shout out to you. I mean, I really appreciate you sharing this very personal and yet triumphant story. In that vein, I've survived some pretty serious car accidents, one ultimately calling for some very delicate surgery, spinal surgery, that is. And I was really in a pretty dark place. But fortunately, I had gotten around to a daily practice of physical conditioning on a daily basis. I mean, nothing crazy or anything like that, but it involved weights, exercise, breathing, and, you know, some yoga as well. And I will tell you, I really needed that to help sustain me pre and post-op, leading to what was, quite frankly, a complete recovery, but a quicker one as that. And to piggyback on Mihaela's soldiering through those dreaded morning chores, the newfound joy of getting things done, well, in my case, doing my morning trip to the gym, because bottom line, I felt like, gee, I had at least accomplished something in the day, even if things went downhill from there. So I felt like I was sort of doubling down on that endorphin kick. Now, before we wrap things up and go to last call, do either of you have any final thoughts for our listeners on how to navigate their future?
Change brings opportunities, and by planning and occasionally pivoting when needed, we can be as ready as possible for whatever comes our way, whether it's a disruptive setback or it could even be a fantastic new venture.
Take good care of yourself. Long-term health is a marathon, not a sprint. The choices that we make today can have a significant impact on our future selves.
Catherine, Mihaela, well said and really well done. And as we sign off, I'd like to recap some of the valuable insights that we've discussed for navigating the future. First, starting off with setting life priorities and financial priorities in line with your values, goals, and life situation. Adopting a proactive mindset to take control of your life and improve your situation. Cultivating a stronger sense of purpose. Safeguarding your health and well-being. And finally, building and maintaining a positive outlook on life. For our listeners who are interested in learning more about the survey report we've referenced throughout the podcast, it's titled Retirement in the USA, The Outlook of the Workforce, and it can be found at transamericainstitute.org. I'm your host, Al Waller. Thank you for joining us, and I encourage you to stay safe, be well, and here's wishing everyone smooth sailing as you navigate the future. ClearPath, your roadmap for life, is brought to you by Transamerica Institute, a nonprofit private operating foundation dedicated to retirement security and the intersections of health and financial well-being. You can find our podcast on WYPR's website and mobile app, wherever you get your podcast, and at transamericainstitute.org/podcast. ClearPath, your roadmap for life, is produced by Transamerica Institute with assistance from WYPR. The information provided here is for educational purposes only and should not be construed as insurance, securities, ERISA, tax, investment, legal, medical, or financial advice or guidance.